Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Okay, can we talk about Travis's high heels?
Oh,
for
yeah.
1 second.
We just
got finished with the episode about the pieces of our wardrobe that make us feel good. And then Travis posts a video of him in these amazing heel
Erica!
Boots.
What?
Oh,
wait,
my
hold
Lord.
On.
You didn't know about this? Yeah.
I
bought some very witchy boots, high heels.
They're like sort of rocker, you know, combat-y boots with but heels, and then also you got these sort of disco star ones that
are
spangled, and they're so good. And there's a video of you sort of like walking around in them, learning to walk in them, and
my first steps.
Oh, baby's first steps, and it's so good. They look so good.
Standing on the stairs, they're so good.
Yeah.
So
thank
happy.
You. It does make me very happy. The thing is, it will surprise no one to learn I'm very flair-y. I'm very dramatic.
Ostentatious.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the thing of like. So when I was 19, I started wearing cowboy boots because I really I found them very powerful. Not in like the clomping, I could kick down doors kind of way. It was that when I put them on, I felt like I was like doing, like getting myself ready. I felt good, right?
Yeah.
And so when I'm making like clothing choices, when I'm making stuff like that, it's basically based around, will this make me feel good? Which is like why I started painting my nails. It's why I do like eyeliner for live shows. It's a lot of things. And like, I thought about high heels for a long time. And so finally one day I just like went on Amazon and Teresa like gave me a bunch of like practical advice. And like, we like found ones in my size that we liked, and I got them. Yeah, and like, man, putting them on and standing up made me feel 12 feet tall, made me feel powerful and cool. And that's the thing too, is like, there, when I think about fashion-y people or people whose fashion sense I really like, it tends to be like the purest sense of the word flamboyant in a way that I really like, but for a long time didn't let myself entertain because I was like a broader, you know, big hairy bearded dude, you know.
Right.
And I for a long time convinced myself that the only like masculine presenting people who could dress flamboyantly had to be like slimmer and, you know, more svelte and, you know, waifish.
Right, there was a certain look that you were like, it's only for them.
Right, correct. And then just one day I was like, oh, you know what? How about I'm just going to buy something that I think will make me happy and start doing it. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I love this. And
that's wonderful.
Hey, thanks. I also just bought.
So good. And then also you just look so happy.
I am.
And I think that's the key is that, yeah, like we in some ways have an idea of what's going to look good or, you know, what people will compliment us on. But in the end, I think the best pieces that make us feel the best are the ones that as you said, make us feel powerful.
Yeah. And like also
there's something that makes you feel powerful.
And I like also making like getting stuff for myself where it's like there was no reason to get this except that I wanted it. And like not all the time. You don't need to be, listen, in my younger years, I did that too much all the time, broke all the time. But nowadays, it's just like, you know what? I will buy this board game for myself. I will buy these shoes for myself. You know, I'll treat myself.
Yes, please see our episode on treating yourself. It's about the present, past, and future versions of yourselves being happy about something.
Yes. And also, side note, I got them on Amazon. They were like $35.
Nice. Oh, man.
Yeah,
there are a lot of good deals on there. Oh, man.
I also just got a pair of lavender-tinted, like, prescription glasses that I'm wearing right now and I love very, very much.
Oh, heck yeah.
They both look great, and they're doing a lot to filter out the light in my room.
Oh,
cool.
Man, that's really good. Yeah, I think.
So I actually love the word flamboyant. There's obviously, there's specific history there that can be both has been used negatively, but can be used in a cool, reclaiming way for, like, certain presentations. But I do love that, like, the kernel of the word is flame. It's to be on fire, to be burning, to be blazing. Yes. Like, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, for a long time, this is, I remember going to, like, in high school and college, like, because I am a flamboyant person, people assumed I was gay. And so for a long time, not that I thought there was anything wrong with being gay, but I got asked so much and people assumed I was lying when I said that I wasn't, but I kind of started to play down my flamboyancy because like the attention I was receiving was not what I wanted. And then I eventually learned like, no, it's their fault. Because they are assuming a behavior has anything to do with someone's actual identity, which is not true, and not a healthy way to look at things. And instead, just do stuff that makes you happy and let people think whatever they want, because some people are dumb. And that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I really like that. I like that you've leaned into that. And I like that you're setting an example to folks who just want to dress how they want to dress. I feel like, yeah, for me too, I remember growing up and, yeah, pants or short hair or certain things that were sort of like masculine were considered unattractive, you know, or, you know, both to the, you know, to men or, you know, just like not proper for young ladies. Mm. And I feel so lucky that we're in a time where, you know, at least especially, again, I'm in a privileged position because of my career and, you know, the way I present. But, yeah, that we have a lot more freedom to express who we are in these certain ways.
It's something I get very excited about. Like, man, if you want to wear heels, hell yeah. If you're gay and you want to wear heels, hell yeah. If you're straight and you want to wear heels, hell yeah. If you are asexual and want to wear heels, hell yeah. If you don't want to wear heels, hell yeah. Like, it's just... It's nice to be thinking that we can, like, you have to kind of work on all those at the same time as we push forward. But it's only inconsistent if you see it that way. The truth is people getting to have more choices without a bunch of other people attaching baggage to them is rad.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.